Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am grateful to be able to be with you on this September 3rd day, 2023. And we're going to talk about the body. What I jokingly call on Aspire the meat suit. And it's very, very important to understand what the body is, I guess, for a lot of you. It really isn't something that most of us think about until we have a health condition, and then it becomes very important. But we never really consider the matter of why we have a body. So what brings all of this up, it's interesting because I'm doing a series on the Tao, and this is coming up in one of my discourses on the Tao. And one of the things that is so interesting to me about all of this is this synchronicity that always seems to touch our lives, all of us. So I get this question from a gentleman named Lam, L-A-M. He does not tell me where he lives, but he tells me he's a guy, and he talks about his guy parts. And he asked me, why do we get bodies? In other words, why are we dealing with the body stuff? In Tibet, the word for body is lu, which means something you leave behind, like baggage. And each time we say lu, it reminds us that we are only basically travelers taking a temporary refuge in this life and in this body to bring about awareness. So, Lam, everything in this lifetime is about a certain awareness. It's very, very simple. I am here to become aware. Now, when you get one of these bodies, it is based in the karma that you have within yourself that you have brought from previous lives. Now, this is very hard for people to understand and accept that we have lived before. And the pedestrian mentality truly struggles with this and cannot go there. So I'm all right with that. That means that they're going to have different experience, shall we say, with their lu than maybe someone who would understand, I have brought this on myself and there is significance to having the body I have. And sometimes we get a genetic body that is very difficult, and all of us have a genetic body that has a history to it in one form or another that brings about genetic functions in the body, sometimes disabilities and poor health or great health. It just depends. So to really understand the body is to understand that the reason we have it, as you ask in your email, is for the sake of compassion. This is what I have found for myself, okay? This is not the last word. This is just my experience as you have asked me. My body brings about a great deal of, not sympathy, but the need for compassion. This compassion for it, I look at my human body as a petulant child that was at one time forming itself into this that eventually I thought would never turn into that. And that's the best way I can describe it. Watching the body age, watching it go through the sicknesses and the difficulties, the handicaps that it does, it requires a tremendous amount of patience and loving kindness, compassion. And if I don't have that for any of this, then I miss the message of the human body, my human lu, and I don't understand what I'm doing in it. There is a time to understand the lu for what it is as a biology, and I think that it's very important. It is only through that biology that I am able to make and sustain a meaningful life as a human being. But most of us take our health for granted when we're younger, and we pay for that when we get older. And that's just something we don't want to acknowledge, we don't want to see, but it is the absolute, what we do. So you ask me, why do I have a body? what is its purpose, yada, da, yada, da. And you tend to, in your tone about the body, seem to be annoyed by it. And I understand that. And there are people who, you know, pit their body against other people's bodies. And then the old competition begins and la, 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 la. And it just gets real ugly. And I don't want to get into that. I really don't. But I think you understand that it can be a place where there is a tremendous amount of pride and vanity attached to it. And in other ways, a lot of shame. So whatever is your attitude about your body, you have to see it for what it is, that attitude. What is it? It's the way you and I cart ourselves around and display ourselves as a form of ego, vanity, and pride. And if the human body does anything, it truly does humble us. As you were young and beautiful at one time, as it turns into old age and defiling itself, you could say due to the fact of how we have treated it or whatever, you start to realize the need for humility. And in this humility, we find the means for understanding. And if you have that, if you can be humble about your body, its aging process, its difficulties, and help it through like you would a child, then you have something unique going on. There are many religions and philosophies about health. And Jacques Lalanne in the 50s was one. Many, many religious organizations have, you know, prayer about the body and, you know, getting healing and all that kind of stuff. But truly, everyone dies, no matter what. And what you really need to understand is you are here gathering so much information about yourself through the body, about how compassionate are you? How disciplined are you? How willing are you not to do those things that would hurt and destroy your body or disform it or make some kind of medical condition for it? When we're young, we're kind of cavalier about our bodies and we take great risks with them. This is the way people are. They want to experience their whole life through their body, through the loo. And when we choose to do that and we make our five senses more important than the state of consciousness and gaining consciousness through insight, then we have made a tremendous mistake. Tremendous mistake. But who can tell us at that point? Because we're so filled with chemistry, as, you know, Sapolsky talks about in his book, Behave. We're so full of chemistry. We're so full of hormones and oxytocins and all the things that serotonins and dopamines. And we're so full of it that we just follow our body to hell. And we wear it out and we don't take real good care of it. So you have to look at the body as the function of demonstrating within yourself some sense of compassion, of even love, a love that exceeds the ideals of what it means to be a loving person. A loving person walks the line of discipline, does not fight their body, does not hate their body for growing old, does not pride themselves on their body for how it looks or how it doesn't look. You live in a body, take care of it, nurture it, bring it to health as much as you possibly can, and live in the compassion that would bring a sense of inner discipline to not do those things that would harm your body and then again bring about great pain and sorrow into your life. It's just really that simple. I look at my body as an animal and I take care of it and I love it like I would my Cocker Spaniel. That's the way I look at it. I'm out of here. Hope that helped you, Lamb. And if you have any more questions, just email me. I'll answer it. And if you ever have any questions, you know you can always reach me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me. Namaste.